This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This show has always been about honesty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We try, for sure.
You know, there have been a couple times... And I keep bringing them up because I think it's important to say that we do strive to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And like, I lied about getting a divorce, but that was for legal reasons.
Right. There's, and like, I don't consider that lying. You're just reserving some information, because I did the same with my sister. And it's just like, that's not ready for public knowledge yet.
Right. And well, there is a point where...
I do the same with my home address and stuff. Like, there's just some things that's like, that's not for the air.
You're right. You're right. But like,
yet
for the
someday.
God, do I have your home address? Because I'll give it out one digit at a time. But I do my best. I have, this is a weird thing. I probably shouldn't even say this part. I'm currently holding something back. I think what's interesting about our show, and has always been, whether it was all of us, whatever incarnation of the show it has been, we like talk about our real lives, but try to make it funny and go like, yeah, hey, this sucks, and well, whatever. Yeah. I have one thing I'm holding back right now, but it's something that's not my place to talk about. Like, mm-hmm. I'm dealing with some family drama, but I can't talk about it. Yeah. You guys know what it is, but I can't. Because I just can't.
Can we?
No. Oh. No. No.
Okay. Not our place either.
All right. Having said all that, I labored over this on my way today, and I've been like, we've done a little like, I made a promise to the listeners yesterday that I would go wherever the bulk of them said I should go.
Mm-hmm. You did.
We yeah. did like choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it, I basically drove to Top Golf and sat in the parking lot and cried because I was letting a free round of golf go because I couldn't find anybody to go with me.
And you didn't want to go alone for some reason.
By the way, T-Hack off air then admitted yeah. that I'm right.
Well, because no. I wasn't remembering how bad you are at golf.
How bad we all...
if you're not, and I'm the same way, I'm not good at golf, so that would be kind of embarrassing.
Think it would be okay to go to like practice.
Opposite. No. Because everyone else is having fun, and if you're going to go in by yourself, you're like a hardo, and you just want to... It's like driving ranges are booked, it's 8 o'clock at night, so it's too dark to go to a driving range.
Or like make friends with the people at the thing next to you.
If you went out bowling and some single dude came next to you and was like...
Am I bowling by myself, or am I with a group?
No one bowls by themselves. No one goes to Topgolf by themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I just roll in. I'm like, ladies, buy your rounds.
It would just have to be a regular group of people.
Okay,
mixed.
Whatever. No,
I think it'd be fine.
It doesn't work. Unless you're good at golf, you don't go to Topgolf alone.
Especially to take up an entire bay when it's busy, and then you're by yourself, and then you're not golfing well while you're doing it, and everyone's getting mad at you. I understand. Yes. That would be...
Okay, so I made a promise, and I swore to God I was going to do it. So everyone texted in where I should go.
Mm-hmm. One of the top answers was shotguns. Did you go there?
This is the whole point. This is what... I've lied.
Wait.
I lied to everybody because I said I'd go to the place that got the most votes.
My house got a lot of votes.
It did, actually.
It didn't get the most, though.
It was close.
There was one vote for...
I was doing my darndest to try to get it up there.
You know what I was doing? I was going in and looking at the last four digits of the phone numbers.
And checking your contacts.
Putting them in my phone, going, is this T-Hack? Is this somebody related?
You don't have my number.
You're right. I don't. But I have people adjacent to you, and I could tell. So shotguns did win. Like, there was a bar by my house that I almost thought about going to. In fact, I even texted the person back going, hey, I was there on Sunday. Because I'm like, that's convenient, and then I wouldn't be lying to the listeners. But so I start, just like my Topgolf adventure, I drove almost to shotguns. I got on Colorado. I did the whole thing. Yeah. And I texted Frankie Bones, mm-hmm. who is my friend.
He's my friend, too.
My friend.
Wow, what a quinky
I've
thing.
Known Frankie since... Frank was like 15 years old when I met him. Frankie is the door guy at Shotguns. And no, he was not the door guy at Shotguns then.
Yeah. It was back in your band days, wasn't it?
Yes, when he used to hump gear at Alibis.
Wow.
So you've known him longer, but do you still have a close relationship with him?
I have
him?
A very close relationship with Frankie, and I love him.
Was he one of the texters saying to come to Shotguns?
So that is exactly what happened.
What?
Oh, no. So I was like... I'm on my way to Shotguns going, I can't believe I'm going to Shotguns by myself. I'd rather be at Topgolf.
Well, thanks for the invite, because I've never been, and I literally left this studio saying, I need to go there.
You didn't look like you were ready to go. Because when I was like,
what
I'll text,
do
no,
you
no,
because
you just...
Was yeah, I like, too clean?
Nah, you, yes. You need to dirty
too
up.
Too clothed.
You need to smudge it. You need to smudge. I remember what you're wearing. It was like Hello Kitty jammies or something. It was like you didn't feel... I felt like if you went there, it would be bad. And I didn't want to, A, go as the weird dude alone, or B, go as the guy bringing his granddaughter in her Hello Kitty. Well, I got to watch her because she's just sitting in this corner for a little bit.
She's got her tablet. She's fine.
You watch the Wi-Fi in here. Okay. So then it occurred to me, Frank is met... Like, there were so many texts to go to Shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, oh my God, Frankie had all the dancers text in. Frankie had the DJ text in. Frankie had Matt text in, the GM. Like, he had everybody text in. So I'm like, oh, no, that's cheating. So I texted Frankie, and he's like, that's genius. I didn't do it, and I'm not working tonight.
Oh,
wow. So this was authentic then. This was...
It was. The losers
was
who listened to our show all were like, go to Shotguns. And since Frankie wasn't working, I didn't go. So that's... I just want to say that I'm really sorry that I let you down. I think the next time we do a Choose Your Own Adventure, I think what we got
to
do
we
is have two
through.
Things. Like, I'm either going to go up to Blackhawk...
I
or
see.
I'm going to go sit at a sushi restaurant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, just opening it up, it was too hard. Because there were a lot of votes for your house.
Yeah, a lot.
Which was
quite
weird.
A lot. Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't weird.
No.
I don't think it was weird.
There
I think
was a
was
lot of votes for Topgolf.
Well.
Okay. Yeah.
So I like my house better. We would have had a lovely time.
So I'm here's
just as unclothed as Shotgun Wooly. I can't even talk.
I don't
about
feel
it.
Good.
Okay.
So I got home and I sat down and I was very disappointed in myself. Mm. And you guys know me, like I'm a finely tuned athletic machine, right? So
right.
I'm like, perhaps I'll work out. Okay. I'll do like a couple miles on the treadmill.
We're still trying to be honest,
okay,
to the listeners.
But I'm okay. So I'm like, I'll get on. I'm going to punish myself for not going. So I'm going to do the Peloton or I'm going to do the treadmill. And as I was going up to put my gym clothes on, I saw my studio and I sat down at the piano and played a couple notes. And when I stood up from the piano, I heard my hamstring go.
Ooh.
Stop.
And I literally cannot walk today. I have been walking around with this buzzy. Hold on. You can't hear it on the radio.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's good. I have had this thing up my butt all day.
Yeah, I know.
And it's because I sat down at a piano bench.
And then got up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So now you're out for the
no,
count.
No, we're
now.
Doing Choose My Own Adventure one more time.
Ice or heat?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.